astrophysicist Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here with Lisa van den Heerfer, who is in charge of the control and monitoring for Meerkat, which is a very large radio astronomy telescope that's still being built in the Karoo, near Carnarvon in the Northern Cape. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Hello, Ketchel. Glad to be here.
And now, Lisa knows quite a bit about Meerkat, which not a lot of people do. It's a kind of the square kilometre array gets a lot of publicity, and I'm not sure that Meerkat does. So I think it's time we talked about Meerkat. Because Meerkat is a completely South African enterprise, isn't it? It's totally South African funded.
Yes, it's fully South African funded. The government decided quite a few years ago that this is a good place to get South Africa into the astronomy arena, and they wanted to bid for the SKA project, and because of that they funded the internal South African telescope.
This is radio astronomy, because of course we've been doing optical astronomy for a while, since 1820.
That's right.
But this was to get into radio astronomy in a very big way. And we've now got, I think, all 64 dishes are up there.
Lifted. They're not all integrated and commissioned yet, but they are all mechanically lifted onto the pedestals, yes.
And when will the project be complete? In other words, when will all the dishes be operational?
Yeah, by the end of March 2018, next year, we have a huge goal that we want to reach, and that is all 64 operationally integrated and commissioned and ready to be used as an instrument 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Because, of course, with radio telescopes, we don't have to worry about the night.
Absolutely.
Or the day.
We can watch the stars in the day.
Now, to my mind, that is an extraordinarily ambitious goal. And altogether, you know, it seems to have all been built, designed and built very quickly. Is that right?
Yes, the first Meerkat dish was installed in March 2014, so it is quite a short time. But before Meerkat, we had engineering model, which was Cat7, which is 7 dishes that we built and learned from, so that we knew what we wanted to improve and make right for Meerkat. So all in all, the process started in about 2009 with the early experimental models, and the first Meerkat construction started in 2014.
And what is this instrument going to do? In fact, it's already started performing some science already.
Yes, that's right. So even with 16 dishes, it's better than many other telescopes available, and we also did some imaging already with 32 dishes. So we're looking forward to 64 dishes. Some of the surveys that was already done, Meerkat discovered that there's 1,200 galaxies in a spot where previously there was only about 80 recorded. So it shows you how intense and how sensitive Meerkat is. So Meerkat will do a lot of large surveys of galaxies, dark matter. It will do a lot of pulsar searching and pulsar timing, which is specifically binary stars with a very specific timing around them, which is used for calibration of other galaxies. It will do a lot of gravitational waves and gravitational emissions to support Einstein's theories.
And in fact, there's sort of a list of the major science projects it's going to undertake, which are, a lot of them are quite similar to the Square Kilometre Array. And it's not like, you know, we think of optical telescopes, they point at the sky and they'll look at a star or look at a galaxy. But in fact, there's a lot of very basic science that will be done with these large radio astronomy telescopes, where they'll test Einstein's theory. So Meerkat next year and will be up and running, but then it will start to be integrated with the larger Square Kilometre Array project.
Yes, so Meerkat will be operating for about 5 years before it gets fully assimilated into the Square Kilometre Array. So we're looking forward to doing our own independent science in some way, because you're building the instrument and you do want to use it.
I'm not sure, you know, if the public is so aware of this, that this is extraordinarily large telescope, which is going to be soon operational here in South Africa, that's been built by South Africans with South African funding, and it's a fantastic achievement.
Yes, and as it stands currently with the experiments we're already doing with Meerkat, it's overachieving on the promises. It's better than the specifications and the expectations. So we're really looking forward to having a very, very sensitive instrument.
And we can look forward to some extraordinary science coming out of this instrument in the years to come.
Absolutely, we're waiting for that.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.
FMR 101.3.